We'll start with injuries here. We've got Benny Fowler with a concussion, did not return, and Garrett Bowles had a lower leg injury. And that's pretty much it. Questions?
Yeah, Coach. Looked like you went into the game knowing that they might be vulnerable in their secondary. Is that true?
Well, we knew with their starters, they would have trouble covering our receivers. But the run game was, that was the jump starter, to run the football and to force those guys to play single high to get 88 and 10 one-on-one. So, we knew it was going to be our advantage, Our receivers versus their DBs was going to be an edge for us. And obviously running the football helped that edge come true.
Four touchdowns, three in the first half. How did you feel about Trevor Siemian's play tonight?
I thought Trevor played excellent once again. Very, very, very efficient with the football. He put us in good plays all night. Again, outside of the one interception, which was more of a unit issue than a Trevor issue, he played well. If he plays that solid for us, we'll be hard to beat down the stretch.
Vince, we spoke during the week about what a special talent Zeke Elliott was, and
sure.
He gets 9 carries, 8 yards. Can you talk about how you guys were able to hold him down?
Well, Joe had a great plan, and our plan was to fog every gap, play man free outside with the corners versus their receivers and fog every gap. So if he did pop a run, it was going to be on a missed tackle. It wasn't going to be an open gap. So we knew coming to the game that was our first order of business, to stop the run and to fog every gap. So when they went three wides and one back, we played our normal base front with our nickel secondary. So it was a great plan by Joe and his staff, and it obviously worked.
Yeah, Vance, was wondering how you – oh, sorry, Eric. I was wondering how you handled your first weather delay.
We handled it. It was really simple. The first thing we did was turn the AC off. We wanted the guys to kind of stay warm. We turned the football games on. Guys relaxed and kind of hung out and just talked among each other. And it was really simple. It wasn't a big deal at all. They called us back about 30 minutes out, and it was on again. So it wasn't a huge deal at all.
Coach, how'd you feel about how CJ played tonight? He got his first 100-yard rushing game since being back from the injury.
Right. He played very solid. Again, our running game leads to our passing game being effective. So if he can be effective every week, it's going to help us pass the ball. So that's huge for us.
What is next for Garrett Bowles as he
undergoes
evaluations, and are you concerned about him in the line at this point?
I am not. He's being evaluated as we speak here. I'll know more tomorrow for you guys.
Coach, what went into sliding Barber over to left tackle instead of Stevenson?
Well, that's been the plan, for the last 2 weeks, dressing Barber, playing him some at left guard with Max, and if we had an injury at the tackle position, left or right, he would slide in. He's played most of his career at tackle, so he was our best option for this game tonight.
Coach, Ron Leary was out for some of the game. Was that an injury, or was that part of the game plan, and what was the thinking behind that?
Right, it was an injury.
Vince, did they surprise you even a little bit that they threw on first down so often in the first
half? We made them, yes. Okay. Obviously, we're in our base front, and we're playing man-free, so they knew they could run the football. So that was our plan, to make them throw the football. So he could have run it 15 more times for 10 more yards, but that wouldn't help him win. So, again, Joe had a great plan to make them throw the football. No one's played him that way. So it was definitely a surprise to him, in my opinion.
Coach, during the weather delay, were you able to make any adjustments, and did you see the Cowboys come out and do anything differently?
Right. No, we didn't change a thing. It was obviously the first quarter. It was working for us offensively and defensively. So we kind of brought the guys in and kind of gave them an update of our original game plan and went forward.
Vance, Akeem got his hands on a lot of passes. What was
sure.
it like to watch him take it down there in that final minute all the way to the end zone?
That's huge for him. I mean, he's a Dallas guy, so to finish the game with that versus the Cowboys is huge for him. He played well all day. He's a great matchup for Dez, obviously. Two big guys, two experienced guys, so he played very, very well tonight.
Coach, you voiced some unhappiness with pass protection in the last game. How did you feel they did tonight?
I thought we were solid. It's a tough league with these edge rushers. Lawrence is a great player. He won some, we won some. So that's the way it's going to go. It's it won't be perfect blocking these edge rushers. I mean, they're so good in this league right now. So I'm pleased with our offensive line. You know, our running blocking was excellent, and the pass pro is, you know, it's you win some, you lose some, but overall, it was solid for us tonight.
Coach Vaughn's a Dallas guy. Obviously, he was getting a little antsy there with those offsides. Was it good to see him get those two sacks?
You think he was getting antsy? Yeah, I mean, he wants to help us. You know, obviously with the crowd noise, that's been one of Vaughn's twos. You know, as the crowd gets loud, he jumps the count, and he was too quick a couple times tonight. Absolutely. So half and half. Too quick two times and two sacks, I guess, right? Perfect.
I know in the end the score looked the way it did, but did you want to close a little better in the fourth quarter? They seemed to be on your side of the 50.
Absolutely. You know, we had, again, we had a bad turnover, you know, which was a unit issue, you know, that they converted, you know, for a touchdown. So we had two turnovers tonight, and it converted both for touchdowns. So until we do that on both sides of the ball, obviously not turn the ball over, and in sudden change, play better on defense, you know, I won't be that pleased. But again, guys, it's a win, and you can fix it easier with a win.
Yeah, Coach CJ, I assume you knew he could break tackles and was a power back, but has he surprised you the more you watched him? His versatility, catching the ball, making big plays.
He has not surprised me. CJ is in great shape right now, and that's the difference, in my opinion, you know, from his past years of performance. I mean, he's in great condition. He's running well. He's very, very smart. He knows the offense, and right now he's the bell cow. Okay, thank you, guys. Enjoy your night.